We'll be right back. Thank you. how I continue to fall for low lives. Chasing after men that have yet to find a maturity as quick as they can find to help me. Please help me understand. I stand on the sidelines watching my sisters who have hearts like pillows with an addiction to relationships and allergic reactions to loneliness turn men into cocaine. Dying to be strung out on love, even if separation from their true rock is the result, his hug could be their rehab. His wisdom would rescue them from relapses, but this winehouse mentality got them so drunk on denial that they can care less that God actually knows what's best, so they push them to the side to let their Moscato flesh make the decisions for them. Women, your impatience with sovereignty has carved your eyesight into an Eden of illusion. Seeing a supposed godliness in any and every avenue walks past you, bonded to the worm swimming through his fruit. The lust playing hide and go seek in his praise, a symphony of pride resting in his swag. If his walk ain't like your heavenly gag, then run. A man that is yet to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God cannot lead you to anywhere but himself. Which would be cool if your boo was the source of our comfort, a stronghold of peace, an ocean of healing, and a galaxy of love with the power to turn dust into us in a split second. But only God has that written on his resume. Yet how many of you have fired the same God for a counterfeit savior? Disregarding the cross that was on God's back to fix your eyes on that wooden crucifix hanging from a mere man's neck. Desperate for a ring of metal to melt into your hand that you've forgotten about the nails crawling with wrath that was smashed into his Jesus. For a crown mangled into thorns, but our confused queens have mistaken princes for the king of Jews. He was hung up for you, so hang up on loot. I'm telling you, if your search for love has stolen your reverence for God, you have made a modern day Baal out of a relationship, a diamond ring into a golden calf of God, out of a man that has to borrow his breath from someone else. I suggest steal back your heart for whatever man has it sitting on the same table. He plays space, empty and all, meeting with tears. Go back to the one who's jealous for you and say, here, you can have it. Sorry for giving something you created away to someone you created, believing they would do better with you than you. And I'm standing before you as one who has to slid face to face with Satan's razor blades that he raises with us women. He's working hard to distract our gaze of faith off of the lover of our soul so much that we rather caught than get to know the judge. But I'm standing before you as one who is striving to present her loneliness as a gift to the healer of broken hearts. Believe he will make a Lazarus of my pain, a walking miracle of my past. I am suspending all that the world has taught me of our relationships to truly believe that everything isn't found in men, but everything is only found in him. I'm letting this pillow of a heart only find comfort in Jesus, believing that he loves me unconditionally, eternally. So women, when your imagination tries to tell you that God will be your hero, remind yourself that Jesus is the only man that can save you. Hey, that Jesus is the only man.